Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank receive more foreign aid per head of population than any other group of people in the world. The EU and its members alone give around €1 billion every year to the Palestinian Authority. It's one of the main reasons the Palestinian economy is growing right now. But the unity deal recently signed between Fatah and Hamas could jeopardize all that. So what would happen if the funding stopped? For that answer, we have the BBC's West Bank correspondent, John Donison.
Palestinian police arresting a suspect in Ramallah. It's only a training exercise, and the would-be criminal flashes me a wink as he's bundled out of his car. Amid the instructors, there's a more familiar voice.
That's right, handcuff him, not too tight.
Chris Machell served 30 years with the British police. He's now enjoying a retirement of sorts on the West Bank.
Right, thorough search, it's for your safety.
He's part of an EU-funded project to train Palestinian officers.
We have a lot of member states here providing expertise, and I think we're actually making some progress. Palestinian police are becoming a much more professional organisation.
The project is one of hundreds aimed at supporting the Palestinian National Authority, or PNA, which governs on the West Bank. And security is not the only area where there's been steps forward. The economy has benefited from the vast injection of foreign cash. I'm sitting in one of the many new restaurants that have opened in Ramallah in the past year or so, packed out with a pretty young, affluent-looking crowd, a line of 4x4 Jeeps parked outside. You pay almost $5 for a cappuccino here. Now, Ramallah is by no means typical of all of the West Bank, but you certainly feel there's a minority of people here with money, and much of it can probably be traced back to foreign aid. Nasser Abdul Karim is an economist from Bezeit University. So what if the foreign aid stopped?
The government cannot pay salaries, employees cannot pay back the loans from banks, cannot pay rent. The domino effect will play a very major role in crippling the whole economy.
And yet that scenario is a possibility. Last month, Palestinians were out on the streets to celebrate the unity deal between Fatah and Hamas. Fatah is considered by many in the West as moderate. Not so Hamas. Last time they were in the government here 5 years ago, the big donors pulled Palestinian funding. Tens of thousands of people here went without salaries for 6 months. Some in the US Congress are already calling for American aid to stop now that Hamas is back in the frame. But what about the European Union? At a business conference in Ramallah, I met Christian Berger, the EU representative here. If we get Hamas joining a government, will the EU stop funding as it did in the past?
Well, look, at the moment, we're not talking about Hamas joining the government. At the moment, President Abbas has clearly said that the incoming government will be made up of independent political figures.
The interim government?
The interim government, yes. And anything beyond that depends, of course, on the elections.
In other words, no decision yet. Here in the West Bank, I've heard a range of words used to describe the scenarios if foreign aid were to be cut. From stagnation to collapse to explosion. People seem to feel the relative stability achieved in recent years is fragile.
That's the BBC's West Bank correspondent, John Donison.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.